For the guided sitting practice, there are a few elements that I would like to discuss before we get started. And I would also briefly like to introduce this practice. It's part of a Buddhist tradition that is a secular practice. We are not focusing on a mantra, which is a sound or a word. There is not an overemphasis on the breath. The main focus is similar to other traditions in that the body position is relatively comfortable and the spine is straight. In this practice, what makes it slightly different is that we are training the mind when it becomes distracted, when you've lost sight of the present moment, any time where the mind has wandered away. We call this thinking, and any focus on body sensations, heat, feeling cold, pains or discomforts are also part of this, in which we label it thinking and bringing the mind back to the present moment. Some of the elements that should first be in place when you begin your sitting practice is the actual position that you're using to sit in. There are a variety of positions that can be used, and it's usually best to discuss this with your teacher. Having chosen the sitting position that you're using, the next points are usually common to all sitting practices, and this is that the head, neck, and shoulders are straight with one another. This allows for the spine to be straight, which is important in the practice so that there's a grounding in the root chakra, the mula chakra, to the top of the spine. And this is where the energy will flow and subtle vibrations can occur during the sitting practice. The breath is a gradual, easy, flowing breath without having to make a lot of effort or force with the breath. Making too much of an emphasis on the breath can also become disturbing to the mind. Again, it's important to consult all of this with your teacher, the position that you're using, if your body position is correct. If you don't have a teacher, there are several good books that you can also consult. And for the first while, when taking a sitting position, it's not a bad idea to perhaps even look in the mirror and see how your body position is appearing. If your head is jutting forward, or maybe your shoulders are rolling forward. So all of those things you can possibly correct before you get started. So as we start the sitting practice, the eyes are closed. This is only a sample of what a sitting practice can be like. From here, this may be a good starting point for you to continue your own practice, either studying with a teacher or perhaps just practicing on your own. With your eyes closed, feel that you're sitting in a relatively comfortable position. Feel that your head, neck, and shoulders are aligned, with the chin slightly lowered. This can create more of an introspective attitude. And feel that the shoulders are relaxed and the back of your neck is relaxed. After feeling that your body is comfortable, go to your breath, and as you inhale, feel a steady flow of the breath and a steady flow of the out breath. Begin to say in the mind and to the mind, I am sitting, not doing anything else. I am sitting to relax. I am sitting to relax. I am sitting to relax. Feel the flow of the in-breath, the flow to the out-breath. When the mind wanders away or goes out, when the mind focuses on the body sensations, pains, or any other discomforts, call this thinking. Feel the flow of the in-breath and the flow of the out-breath, and say in the mind and to the mind, I am sitting to relax my mind. I am sitting to relax my mind. I am sitting to relax my mind. Feeling the in-breath and the out-breath. When the mind goes out or is distracted, if the mind goes to the body sensations, pains, or other discomforts, call it thinking. And saying in the mind and to the mind, I am sitting to relax. I am sitting to relax. I am sitting to relax. Oh.